Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from Bama. Call a neighbor and call a friend and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for today, O God. We thank you for the word that's going forth. We want to thank God for all the listeners of today. We pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, O God, we come today to worship and praise your holy name. O Father, we give you honor and praise, worship, 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 O Father. O Father, we thank you for every listener. We thank you, Father, for what you're about to do in our lives, O God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, O Father. We thank you that we have a roof over our head, clothes on our back, food to eat, O God. We thank you, O God. We pray for every Christian all over the world, O Father, that you will meet them at their point of need, O God. O Father God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, O Father. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed for our sins, O God. O Father, as we go forth, Father, doing the work of your kingdom, O Father, we thank you, O Father, for never leaving us alone, Father, never forsaking us, O God. O God, we give you praise. We worship you. We worship you. We worship your holy name, O God, for you are worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. We are going to be coming out of the book of Exodus today. We're going to start in chapter 8 with the word of God, and it reads, I'm going to start at verse 20, and it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth through the water. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, and they may serve me. If thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy house, and in the house of Egypt shall be full of flies, swarms of flies, and also in the ground whereon they are. And I will serve in that day in the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarm of flies shall be there, to the end thou may know it, that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth." Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Oh, God, we thank you for the word. The title of the message today is, "The Lord is in the midst of thee." Amen, amen. As we look at the book of Exodus, we know that this is a book of talking about deliverance of God's people. Amen. And the Bible says that God had chosen Moses to go forth to be the deliverer of the people of Egypt. And the Bible says as Moses went before Pharaoh, many different types of plagues would happen in that land of Egypt. And as Moses, as we see in this particular chapter, had went to Pharaoh according to what God had said, and God had told them, he said that he was going to make a division among the people of Pharaoh and the people of God. God was about to show Pharaoh that he was God, and he was about to show the people of God that he was God. Amen. How was he going to do that? Because of the wonders and the plagues that was going to come upon the land. Yes, the people of Egypt were dwelling in that place. They were there, but the Lord has said, "I am in the midst. I am with you. I am among you." So none of the things that's going to happen in the land of Egypt will not come upon your house. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the word of God. As we know, as the things began to happen in the land, the flies did come, but they were not in the land of Goshen. Why? Because God was with with the people there, just like he is with us today when we are going through, whether we be in a place where there's a lot of hardship, suffering, persecution, all kind of stuff going on around us. It may be downsizing on the job. There may be layoffs on the job with the gas prices going up, food prices going up. We can't hardly make ends meet, financial problems, losing houses. It's just so many things that are going on around us. It's so much sin. It's so much that's going on around us. Marriages are going bad. Children are going astray. People are being oppressed and depressed. Drugs are all in the neighborhoods, and people are killing one another. We are living in that time, and God has said that I am with you through it all. He says, I know it's trials. I know it's tribulations. I know that you're in the midst. He said, but I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I am with you. I want you to know that I am there. I am with you. I am with you. We're in the world. Yes, we are. And that don't mean that we're going to go through things in the world. But God has promised, as he has done here, that we will not be in those places or torment or whatever it may be in those places. God will protect us. He has promised us that he will protect us. He will be with us through it all. And as we read these chapters about the different places, these things had to happen because God was showing that he was God. He said, they're going to know that I'm the great I am, that I am God. And even in the land of Egypt, he said, I want y'all to know that Pharaoh is not your God. This is how it's going to go down. This is how it's going to happen. I'm going to let you know that I am God, and I'm being bad enough to do what I say I'm going to do. So when we look at our situation in life, just know that God is with you through it all. And I know that sometimes it seems hard. It seems that there's no way out. But God will do what he says. He will keep you. He will take care of you. He will provide for you in the midst of it all. Even though the gas prices may be high, God is going to make a way for you to be able to get the gas that you need to go where you need to go. I'm a true and living witness. God can take a little and make it a lot. I tell you, I am a living witness that God will do what he said. And what he did here, he separated the people. He let Pharaoh know, okay, these are your people and these are my people. Ain't nothing coming against them. As we look at it, the flies, the cattle, even in the darkness. The Bible said it was darkness over the land for 3 days. But the people in Goshen, who were the people of God, they still had life. Amen. So we have to realize and believe and stay in faith and know that whatever is coming against us, around us, God has promised that it won't harm us at all. He promised us that. He said it will not come upon our house. It will come upon the house of the enemy. Our enemies, those who are coming against us, those that are trying to hold us back, those that are pushing us back, those that are trying to keep us in bondage, trying to keep us tied down so we can't move forward. God said, ain't no more of that. That stuff is over with. This is done. When I get through doing these things here, when I get through doing these plagues right here, they're going to let you go. That's what happened here. When Pharaoh saw that God was God, he pushed the people out. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. That's the kind of God that we serve because these people belong to God. We belong to God. All those who believe in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, see, that's why Christ came, that we could be delivered, healed, and set free. That's why he came, that we could be delivered. And God delivered his people out of their houses of bondage. They were in bondage. And God delivered them from it all. So it don't matter what we're going through. It don't even matter what it looks like. Because whatever the situation is, it's not bigger than our God. We're going to have to go through it. That don't mean we're not going to have to go through it. We're going to be in the midst of it. We're going to suffer a little bit. We might cry a little bit. But through it all, God is still there. He's among us. Oh, God, I thank you for the word right now. He is among us. He will never, ever, ever leave you regardless. God is in our midst. He is among us because he is God. He has all power in his hands. It's not in our hands, but it's in the hands of God. It's not in the hands of our enemy. It's in the hands of God. So don't look funny when we are gone, when we're in place and things around us are happening and people are complaining and people are murmuring about what is going on all around them. Just know, because you are a child of God, it will not come upon your house because God is in the midst of everything. He has control of everything, and he has promised that he is going to show them that he is God and that you belong to him. Oh, God, we thank you for the word. We thank you, Father, for the word of God. We pray, Father, that you will let this word fall on good ground. We are all going through something in our lives, God, that he knows that we're going through, but he is there. He is there in the midst of us. He's in the midst of it all. No matter what is going on, he is there. God is a good God. He is merciful. He loves us, and he will provide for us. Even if there's a shortage, don't care what the shortage is, we still going to eat. We still going to have. We still going to have a roof over our heads. We still going to have. God has already made a way. He is showing us in this time that I am still the same God of that time, that I am the great I am, that I am the Lord thy God. I am powerful. I have all power in my hand. There is no other God like God. There is no other God. Worship and praise God for what he's about to do in the life of the believers, because God has said, I am in the midst. So get ready for whatever God is about to do in your life to show that you are his and to show your enemy that he is God. Because many times people don't believe, may not believe who you are in God. They may not even believe in God. But just like God did it here, and he showed Pharaoh that he was God, he's about to do it now. So we must believe and know that God is among us. We must believe that he's in the midst of what we're going through. And I am a living witness that God is a deliverer, and he will deliver you. And when he delivers you, oh, God, we thank you right now, you'll come out in peace. All that stuff will be going on around you, but you'll have peace because you'll know that the Father is with you. Oh, God, we thank you. He's with you. He's right there in the midst of it all. Even though sometimes we can't see it, he's there. Because we get sometimes caught up in everything everybody else is getting caught up in. But God said, don't get caught up in all that, because he is there. And he is going to show that you belong to him. He's making you separate from the world because he's there. Because we know that all over the world, so many things are happening, the tornadoes and storms, and there's so many things happening in the world, but God says, I am in the midst of you. He said, I am God. I am the great I am. I am the great I am. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am your God, and I am in the midst of you. He said, don't you worry about a thing. He said, you just hold on. He said, I got your back. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you for being in our midst. Glory, hallelujah. We're running out of time. I don't want to close the show without giving the invitation. If you don't know Jesus, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Have a great week this week. Know that God is with you. He is in the midst. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.